listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lack. Thank you for joining us on this special Mother's Day broadcast. Happy Mother's Day to each and every mother, grandmother, and mother figure. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's the late, great Bill Withers with Grandma's Hands, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
Clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her she'd say, baby, grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands. Grandma's hand. Used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core. But I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look Grandma's
hand. This is Denise Castile, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
For many years, my heart has been closed. Now it's time to open up. My heart is wide open.
I'm trying to find out all of the answers, yes, to all of the questions, oh, that drive us apart. This journey won't be easy, no, won't. Come to submission, no. God gave me permission, yes he did, to open my heart, oh, yeah. Oh, first of all, yes, know that I love you.
And I love you.
That I pray for.
Selena Johnson featuring her mother, Brenda Thompson, with My Heart is Open. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We're so excited that you are listening on today to our special Mother's Day broadcast. It is time for our Fresh Start segment. Now, I have made no secret, this day is not the easiest day for me, personally, but I am making the best of this time and forging ahead to remember all of the beautiful moments with my mama while celebrating the rich legacy she left for me and my brother on this side. That is why I want to encourage you to revive your relationship with your mom if you are having struggles and challenges. Now, I know that it will take work and it may take time, but please make the effort. I was reading a blog on madenewmama.com about how to revive your relationship with your mother. And today I thought would be the perfect day to share this information. So just take the wisdom of what the blogger shared and meditate on it and apply it to your life accordingly. So she had six steps or six things to help revive your relationship with your mom. So the first one is realize that your mother owes you nothing. Take a deep breath on that one, okay? Okay, let it sink in. She says, our mothers do not owe us a thing but to love us, guide us, and teach us, especially if we're Christians, the things of the Lord. Most of our mothers have spent their life raising us or doing the things they only know to do. It may not have been perfect or left you wanting more than they could provide, but they did their best. Most of our mothers were, in fact, still growing up and figuring out things themselves. Two, she says, to envision the relationship you want to have with your mother. Create a vision for your mother-daughter relationship is not rocket science. Creating that relationship, creating the vision, rather, of your relationship with your mother is not rocket science. Pretty simple. Just ask yourself would I like my relationship with my mom to be? How would I like my relationship with my mom to be? How would I want to spend us to spend time together? What do I need from my mother right now? Whatever you begin to imagine about the future, know that it will take time and buy-in from your mother. I know that all moms aren't the easiest to get along with, but be flexible in your vision so that you protect your heart and mental energy in the process. You can have boundaries with your mother. She says, let me repeat, you can have boundaries with your mother. Number three, reflect on the challenges of the past. Everyone has had at least one time of complete friction with their mother. Reflect and analyze past experience to learn from them. Do not do it to find more evidence to justify your grudge or to conjure up all of the heavy negative emotions tied to them. If you still find yourself getting worked up when you think about the hard times with your mother, consider counseling or therapy to work through those thoughts and emotions. Also, ask your mother questions about the experience to gain understanding from both perspectives. Only if your mom is at an emotionally mature level to have the conversation with you, because emotional maturity does not have an age. 4, communicate how you desire for the relationship to change and your needs. But when you feel you've gained an understanding, a good understanding, and have healed from the past experiences and missed expectations, now you are ready to move forward and revive and improve your relationship with your mother. So this step requires you to open your mouth confidently and, for some, courageously. Your thoughts and opinions and needs, they do matter. So if your mom can't handle your truth, that's a problem. Speaking about your needs and desires changes allows the relationship to be healthy, if not right away, but with time. 5, develop an attitude of gratitude towards your mom. Be thankful for God using her to bring you into this world. Be grateful for the time you have spent with your mom, no matter how small or long. While your mother is still here, let her know that she means so much to you and that you are grateful to have her as your mother. Let your mom know how you feel about her. You will begin to develop a heart and attitude of gratitude and thankfulness. 6, find ways to serve your mother. Now, this is my favorite one because I understand this one all too well. I encourage you to be of service to your mother and not let it feel as if it is a burden. You know your mother, you know her love language, and how much she can handle you being in her space, okay? So however, if you are still managing certain aspects of who you know your mother to be in your life, tread lightly with serving and do not lose yourself trying to create this envisioned relationship with your mother. Pray to God and ask him what you can do to revive or improve your relationship with your mother, primarily if you know for doing everything first. If you're known for doing everything first and burning yourself out, seek God first as it relates to your mother. Listen to the Holy Spirit speaking and follow Jesus' example of being a servant to others without losing who you are in the mix. On this Mother's Day, as a daughter who misses her mama beyond measure, I implore you to do what you need to do to revive, heal, or reconcile your relationship with your mother. If you already have an excellent relationship with your mother, I pray to God that you continue to grow and have many more years with your mother. For those who are celebrating their legacy on this side, let us strive to think of our mothers with smiles on our faces and joy in our hearts as we manage their absence physically. Use joy and gratitude to share stories about your mothers. Allow others to experience her through you. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're listening to the Mother's Day broadcast of the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563 3456. Intentionally You is the theme for the show for 2022. Deanne and I want to help you become healthily deliberate in every area of your lives as we do the same. We hope that you will be richly empowered to do what you have been commissioned to do in your life with purpose, on purpose. Now, mothers truly are jills of all trades and masters of everything that they put their hands to. Here's Alicia Keys with Superwoman and CeCe Winans featuring her mother, Dolores Winans, with Great Is Thy Faithfulness, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, as we celebrate Mother's Day.
Hey, this is Lamont Sanders, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Let's go.
Blessings of mine. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment. Always celebrate your mama. Proverbs 23:22-25 says, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not forget your mother when she is old. Learn the truth and never reject it. Get wisdom, self-control, and understanding. The father of a good child is very happy. The person who has a wise son is glad because of him. Make your father and mother happy. Give your mother a reason to be glad." So if your mom is alive, I just want you to praise the Lord. I want you to praise him that she's here and you're able to celebrate with her and enjoy her. And prayerfully, your relationship is one that can be celebrated and enjoyed. And if it's not, pray to God and ask him, how can you all make that thing right? And pray for him to make it right, so that you can really enjoy your mother. Even if you could just call her and say, "Happy Mother's Day, Mom, I love you." That's better than nothing at all. But for those of us who don't have our mothers here with us on earth, whose mothers have passed away, I know Mother's Day often presents a heavy burden. We feel saddened down to our core because an essential piece of us is missing. But in all, we should still celebrate. For after all, if your mother is a believer or was a believer in Christ, she's with him. No more burdens, no more sorrows, no more cares of this world to be concerned with. She is in glory. Now, I know sometimes people are like, "Oh, but I want her here with me." Look, my mom died when I was 22. I want my mama too, y'all. I do. But the place where she is, it's where we aim to be. And I know she's not down here. She's not up there watching me down here. I hope she isn't, because what would be the point of trying to live a Christian life to go to God if we're going to be still concerned with the things of this world? So let me tell you, let me let you in on a little secret. I'm strong today. Yes, I'm stronger 21 years later. Or over 20 years later. But I wasn't always where I am today. And depending on the day, I'm not always where I am today. When I was 22, my mom passed, and I was deeply saddened. Like, there was a strong part of me, but like anyone else who misses their mom, I was sad. And I just did not know how I would go to church on Mother's Day. That was hard for me. I was used to it every year, but it was hard. So I spent a couple of years or more not going to church on Mother's Day until I started working with a group of young girls in my church who I had to be there for. And even though I don't remember if I stayed the whole service or not, I did find myself happy to be there, celebrating with those who love their mothers. And also remembering my mother, who also went to the same church. Yes, losing our moms, it hurts. But there's a legacy that I want to uphold, that my mother had, and I want to continue. And, you know, we should look at those things that our mothers would have been doing. Like, would she have been volunteering with others? Would she have been helping that motherless child or that motherless adult out on Mother's Day, in addition to being cherished by her children? You know, where can we find ourselves in our mother's shoes? How can we be of support to someone else to take our mind off of ourselves? Yeah, y'all, it's a painful situation. It is, because our mother is just, oh my goodness, she means a lot to us. But at the end of the day, our mother would not want us to be crying and sulking and lamenting every time this day came up. Trust me, I know mine wouldn't. So find someone to give yourself to give your time to. Find yourself in prayer, in the Word of God, and ask Him to let you work for Him, especially on Mother's Day, so that you can be joyful and rejoice and carry out your mother's legacy. All right, that's your Renewed Heart segment. I pray that you celebrate your mom today and always. I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Jesus and still be the same. I don't care who you are, I don't care, you can be the cheapest of sinners, you will never be the same. And I forgot, and I've been going down to the church, playing church. Came home still disobedient. Didn't want to wash the dishes. Didn't want to bring the clothes in off the line. Didn't want to do anything. Mama said, I'm sick of you going down to that church playing with God. Then and there, we went outdoors. We started playing church. Sat down on the bottom step. My brother was a preacher. And we were the members in the church. And he put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose. And he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus 3 times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus 2 times. But when I jumped up the 3rd time, something got a hold of me. I couldn't see that damn hand running in the house. She said, Mama, so Shirlene is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. And she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a lot. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Yes it is, yes it is, oh, oh, oh. always down for me, have always been around for me. Even when I was bad, you've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and tell me I could face anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be.
I am so honored to be called your mother. I am just, every day is like brand new. I mean, it is brand new. And I'm so grateful to God that He has given you to us. You are a blessing. You three are just so incredibly smart. You're wise. You're mature children. Like, you don't even, you don't have to be with the status quo or be Mr. or Miss Popularity. You actually are comfortable in your skin, and I love that about you all. I pray that God continues to lead your way. I pray that we, you know, we're not perfect parents by any means, but I pray that we seek God so that you know how to seek God and that you follow Him with all the wisdom and strength that He has instilled in you. I pray that you don't give up ever. I pray that you seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I pray that you do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All things, y'all. I'm saying all things. Don't forget who God has made you to be. Philippians 4:13. Don't forget it. Matthew 6:33. Don't forget it, okay? I want you to always love one another. You're all you got. Keep each other together, okay? And always remember that your mama and your daddy and your mamas, Tracy, and your daddies, that we love you, okay? We love you all, but God loves you more.
Wake up, get up, stand up, it's a brand new.
That was Pastor Shirley Caesar with I Remember Mama and Boys to Men with A Song for Mama. And you're tuned in to the Mother's Day broadcast of the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue. This year, We Talk Radio celebrates 11 years. Thank you for supporting us each and every day by tuning in to each of our shows. Here's Mary Mary with In the Morning, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Yeah!
It is time for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I want you to be encouraged and know that your mental health matters. As we all know, the month of May is deemed National Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental health is wealth, especially during Mental Health Awareness Month. The stigma around mental health and treatment has long existed, even though this has started to change. Unfortunately, people still hesitate to seek help or even talk about it with their loved ones for fear of being judged and facing unnecessary backlash. I want to let you know that it's really okay to not be okay, but it's important to seek the help you need to get through it. So I encourage you to not overly concern yourself with the thoughts of others. Take care of you. For 2022's Mental Health Awareness Month, the National Alliance on Mental Illness will amplify the message of Together for Mental Health. Let's bring our voices together to advocate for mental health and access to care. Together, we can realize our shared vision of a nation where anyone affected by mental illness can get the appropriate support and quality of care to live healthy, fulfilling lives. That's our Live Smart segment.
Davis here, and you are listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. We gon' walk it out and move on days. And I rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up and I'll do it 1,008 times again. And I'll silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. For that we have each other.
to my four children, Alana, Anthony, Elise, and Ashton. This message goes out to you to let you know just how much I love you. One of my favorite Bible scriptures is Psalm 127, verse 3. It says, "Children are a gift from the Lord." Well, I am so blessed that God chose to gift me four times over with the world's best children. You four are the best things that has ever happened to me. I want each of you to know that my love for you is unconditional and will never waver. My prayers, grace, and love is unending. My care and concern will always be there, even when you all are fully grown. I may not be the smartest or always say the right things or wear the fanciest clothes, but because of my love for you, I will always show up time and time again in every way I can. I want each of you to always remember that the love I have for you now and even after I am long gone and no longer on this earth will always be with you and bring you peace. Love always and forever, Mommy.
That was Yolanda Adams with Someone Watching Over You and Andra Day with Rise Up. And you're listening to the Mother's Day broadcast of the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Proverbs 31, 25 through 28 says, "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well at the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her." Let's continue to celebrate and remember our mothers, grandmothers, and mother figures this day and every day. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Hey, Fearless Families. I am so glad to be with you this evening. It's Mother's Day, y'all. It's Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is a beautiful day. You know, it's not in the Bible, y'all. It's not in the Bible. But I pray today that you honor your mother wherever she is, and that your children honor you, or the children in your life honor you. Whether you are a mom, biological or adopted, or you have some impact on a child's life, I pray that they recognize the value they have in being able to either call you mom or to just have you in their lives. You are wonderful mothers. You are wonderful women. This day is about you. Thank God that we do have a Mother's Day, because Lord, I'm just wondering, will we celebrate our moms other than on their birthdays? Otherwise, like, we kind of have to be told to celebrate our moms. Kind of sad, actually. You know, but It's a great idea. I'm glad that that people thought of Mother's Day and Father's Day, but we're going to talk about them next month. But Mother's Day is a very significant day. And for those of you who have had mothers to pass on, may God bless you and be with you on this day. For those of you who are mothers, just sit back and let your family take care of you if they can. And if they can't, just know that one day those children that you take care of right now, they're going to be grown. And prayerfully, they will be out of your house and working or doing something that will make you happy and proud. And they will honor you, as the Bible says, honor your father and mother. So just be patient. That time will come sooner than later. And that's one of the reasons why I enjoy being with my kids on Mother's Day and my birthday, because I know those days when they become an adult are coming sooner than you think. So happy Mother's Day to all of you. I love you. I'm just grateful to be here, to be talking to you, because we've had a rough couple years, especially with the pandemic. And if you're listening to me, and if you're a mother, or if you're a child and you're just happy to love on your mother, or if your mother has passed on, especially during the pandemic, you know, let's just say on a count of three, we love you, Mom. So on the count of three, one, two, three, we love you, Moms. We love you. We do. We need to have that come out more often, like to the top of our lungs. Even if our mom is not here, we love you, Mom. Goodness. Y'all, I'm emotional thinking about it. Like, I'm thinking about Mother's Day and what it means. So celebrate, enjoy, have a good day. Say happy Mother's Day to your mom. Say hello, rub her feet, do whatever she's asking for, wash the dishes. And if your mom's not here, or if your biological mom is not here, just praise God and thank him for your life and for giving you a mother, even if you never knew her. Thank God for your life. I'm so happy that you're here. I love you. All right. Have a good evening. Happy Mother's Day, fearless families. Bye-bye.
Long before the dawning, into the break of day, your wisdom finds me and leads me on. And never to escape, a strength that shall remain, it's never fading, it's here to stay. When my back's against the wall, you rise above them all, a hand to help me and ease the fall. From beginning to the end, and in the in-between, you're so consistent for me. Can't nothing be my mother's love. Can't nothing shake what she's made of. She's made like heavens up above. Can't nothing be my mother's love. I find it so amazing, didn't fully see it then. You've been a blessing without an end. Yeah, I'm forever learning from the lessons great and small. Yeah, you taught me and I'm holding on. And anytime I call, before a single word, you know exactly what's on my heart. From beginning to the end, and in the in between, you stay consistent for me. Can't nothing beat my mother's love. Can't nothing shake what she's made of. She's made like heavens up above. Can't nothing be my mother's love. Can't nothing beat my mother's love. Oh no, can't nothing shake what she's made of.
hey, she's made like heavens from above. Can't nothing beat my mother's love. Like a mother's love. Nothing like a mother's love. Nothing like a mother's love. Nothing like a mother's love.
That was Major with A Mother's Love, and thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome special Mother's Day Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio as we celebrate Mother's Day with you. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us what you are doing to live your life intentionally. And also, how you are intentionally celebrating and remembering your mothers and or mother figures. Also, check out the Brand New Day website at www.brandnewdayemily.com. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Revive Your Relationship with Mom. Our Renewed Heart segment was Always Celebrate Your Mama. Our Live Smart segment was Your Mental Health Matters. Our Fearless Family segment was Shout Out to Moms. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor today. Father, we ask you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would strengthen those who are experiencing loss on today. Let them celebrate their mothers who are here and who are with you, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for strength and peace. We pray for overflowing love and joy on this day, oh God. God, as we go throughout this week, God, order our steps. We pray, Lord God, that you would give us uncommon favor. We thank you, Lord God, that we've entered a season that between your resurrection and your ascension. God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would meet us right there. Meet us in the middle, oh God. Many of us are struggling. And we pray, Lord God, you will meet us right where we are, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we will come to you just as we are in humility. God, we pray, Lord God, that you would heal, deliver, and set free. In the name of Jesus, we praise you and we will walk in uncommon favor. In Jesus' name, amen. We would love to leave all mothers, grandmothers, and mother figures with an encouraging quote from Jill Churchill. There is no way to be a perfect mother and a million ways to be a good one. Thank you for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's the Spinners with Sadie. Happy Mother's Day.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with a Lord of glory. We learned the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie." Well, well, well.
Living in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny, no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song. Oh, Sadie Mae,
don't you know
still loving us all in your special way? Well, well, well.
There's no one above you, sweet Sadie,
living in the
past.
Oh, she's never sinning. In love, she's always winning.